icon Artie Kornfeld, one of the most successful writers in rock history, with over 65 songs on the chart and over 120 platinum records as composer, publisher, producer, performer, manager, and promoter, comes the official memoir and tell-all story of growing up in the culture of American music. From Artie's breakthrough as the first vice president of rock in the music industry, to his collaboration with some of the biggest legends in music, to the building of a nation, the Woodstock Nation. Continuing in the footsteps of his mother, Shirley Kornfeld, who fought segregation by organizing freedom rides in the 1950s and 60s, Artie has been committed to fighting for freedom since childhood. This memoir is a look into the soul of the development of the rock culture through the eyes of someone who has been on the inside from the beginning, through Woodstock 69 and beyond, to a new spirit of the Woodstock Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Artie Kornfeld, are we allowed to talk about Blink 182? Maybe we shouldn't.
Well, it was just, I was telling Z-Man the shock I had because I was, I was thinking about Jan Berry and writing with Brian Wilson when I was like 19 and 20, and I was thinking about Dead Man's Curse. So I wanted to put it on Facebook, so I went to YouTube and I just put up Dead Man's Curve, and I saw Blink 182, Dead Man's Curve. Now, I knew nothing about this. I had no idea that there was a movie, a special done for Europe, and it was a movie documentary special, and Blink 182 did Dead Man's Curve. So I'm just thinking a song that was written that was a hit in 1964, you know, it's like almost 100,000 years later, you know. So I'm very current now, people, so don't think that I'm an old guy. I'm a young punk rock writer now. So be careful what you say to me. I'm not just a Woodstock, I'm a Blink now. So at least I'm not on the Nod, I'm a Blink. Welcome to, it's the holiday season, you know, welcome to the Spirit Show, which originally was, you know, Z-Man and I that did an interview, which we will run because it's one of the biggest audiences of the shows. I think it finally went to a couple of million by the time it was done, right, Z-Man?
Actually, it's counted in the bajillions now.
Really, yeah. Some of the shows, you know, people, it's hard to understand because picture me and you. You're all out there and you're sitting there doing whatever you do, and I'm sitting here, you know, and all of a sudden it's like silence and then there's 500,000 to 1,000,000 people out there. But the fact is, you know, it is the holiday season. Just one thing I will say, do not blame Obama for what happened in Congress because, of course, they passed that bill about the tax, and the trouble with the tax bill would have been wonderful, except the people who do have oil interests in mind, because I think the oil companies, if we really trace where the money came from for these elections, for the midterms, a lot of these people that voted, you know, their money came from the oil interests, and so they did pass the bill for the tax, but they made it so Obama can't let it clear because what they tagged onto it was that pipeline that'll go throughout America, wipe out farmlands, you know. It has nothing to do with a green earth or leaving the world for your kids to go have picnics in, you know. And so don't blame Obama for that. People like to blame Obama for everything. And personally, I think the guy inherited a miserable situation, and we all know it because we're paying the dues, and it's not Obama dues, we're paying the George Bush dues right now, you know, and that's the sick part. And Z-Man and I have talked, you know, we've all thought it's ridiculous because the Supreme Court, being appointed mainly by Bush, you know, has okayed all the cases that have come involving the big money, like the fact that people could donate all they want. And this thing with the taxes, I mean, it's really funny. You're middle class to these people if you make $5 million a year. And you don't have to pay taxes. If you make $18,000 a year, you get creamed, you know, because that the taxes you pay is like if you were them, you're paying $2 million. So, you know what? The fact is, we're still here, and the Woodstock Nation now and the audience now, and we know that is now not just people that were old enough to be at Woodstock, but college kids, people that just love music. And that's what the idea of the show is about, you know. Yeah, I did have Denny Zywell from Wings on because he was a friend, but it was to get great new bands that you don't hear because we all know most of radio has been supposedly payola for many years. And so that's the way it all goes. And this was to give new bands. So this band is very special to me because the manager of this band, Frankie Andolino, is one of my dearest friends, and we also both had the experience of being partners with Michael Lang. So we have a lot in common. We actually went to the West Indies. Frank and his wife met the late Linda and Jamie Kornfeld and Dominica and me in the West Indies and stayed about 6 months. And it was really an experience, you know. So this is very almost family. And this is like everybody, you know, pull it together. And, you know, I can't stand it when people, you know, I get a post on Facebook. Well, if so-and-so gets this and that and Obama's running, I'm not going to vote. Well, a no vote is a vote for Newt Gingrich. It's a vote for Romney. It's a vote for... It's a vote for people that really don't have our interests in mind, meaning the majority of Americans that don't make $10 million a year or $100 million a year. So that's what happened with that bill. You know, it would have been a great bill if they didn't tag on because it would have cut taxes. It would have been a great bill, but the fact that they tagged on that oil pipeline would get the okay to be put in. And I think people that are into green earth, which I think we all are into, you know, but we're more into like getting by. So I heard this band and happened to be managed by my dear friend Frank, and Frank and Charlie, and the kids are like family to me, and they were very close with my late wife and child. In fact, my daughter used to call Frank, the manager of the Connected, the band, used to call my daughter Jamie Jello. So we actually lived together for about a half a year with our families in New York. So this is sort of personal, and the music is really good, and that's what we want. We want the good music, no matter how personal. And we're all together as family. And it was good to see Facebook wake up this week. And, you know, I purposely went after it myself to have people get out of denial and realize that, yes, we're in deep shit, you know, unless we stand up. And you know what? I got a feeling people may be very surprised when the elections come, because when you look at the alternatives, I think you might say, well, let's give the guy another term to see what he's doing, because some of the statistics are showing that things are getting better, you know, and to clean up a $3 trillion deficit that George Bush left Obama, you know, and all these wars going on. And that's where I didn't. I don't love everything Obama did, you know, and I'm glad he's getting strong now and coming out and not just playing games and holding hands with the other side of the aisle. Because I really love the guy, you know, and he's really a hope. At least I think so, and I hope so. But meanwhile, the Connected, great music. And I'm looking at the titles, and it fits what's happening right now. Because I'm playing 6 of their songs. One is called Head Game. The other is called Hypnotize. The other is called Lights Out. The other is called Pressure. One's called Wait for You, and one's called Victim. Now, if all those titles don't fit the way you feel right now, then you're not alive. You know, you came in on one of the spaceships that C-Man talks about on the show before me. You know, in fact, I'm going to start saying that I really came on a spaceship myself, and I came out of an egg, not out of a womb. I actually cracked the show and came out. So I'd like to put on a band that I really like, and, you know, you've been hearing good music here, and they call it Connected. And after that, I'll bring on Alex and maybe Ron from the band. Because this is what it's all about. And after what I talked about happening today in Congress, you know, what a great cut to start with, but Head Game. Because, boy, is there head games going on. And you know what? Kids don't have shoes. They're not getting education. There's still segregation going on in a lot of this country. So Head Game fits perfect right now by the Connected.
That's where the nasty things are said. That's where my giant ego's fed continuously, and crazy thoughts run through my head. Make believe, as if you think I'd never leave, and I can be exactly who you want me to be inside your little fantasy. Tell me what you're thinking about. Tell me who you're thinking about, so we can just get real. trying to figure you out. Tell me who you're thinking about so we can just get a ring. Tell me what you're thinking about.
I don't know.
I've been trying to figure you out.
Yeah, here we go.
Tell me who you're thinking about so we can just get a ring. So we can just get.
This is Artie Kornfeld. You know, as I said, I'm not a Woodstock. I'm a songwriter producer who loves giving other songwriter producers a shot on radio, because if it was 10 years ago, they might be on 100 stations, you know, regular commercial stations. But you know what? When my wife and daughter passed away, I couldn't write and produce, so I became an independent promoter. And usually any month I would have like half of the top 20 that I was working on or planning. And it's just really interesting. It's really interesting that I have Alex with me. Alex.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. When did you start your quest, and when did you have your desire to get to the point? I know you're not at your final point, you know, you're on the way there.
You can't kill the electricity till you're like, you know, 6 feet under. So you
yeah.
gotta keep, as you know, that's why you're still, you know, you've had many accomplishments and you keep going, you know, you just wait till the muse comes in. But my spark began, you know, as a preteen and started to go, you know. I think I heard Voodoo Child and little Eddie Van Halen. And that little combination kind of sparked some craziness in me, you know. And I was too little to be an athlete, so I'm like, you know, hey, let me do something that I love that I always had. Locked myself in a room and didn't come out till I could play, you know, a few songs that I loved.
Where did you grow up?
A place called Fort Lauderdale. It's just a little bit north of Miami.
All right, we could see each other because you're not far from me.
That's right.
What am I, a half hour from you?
Yeah, actually right now we are probably close to 45 minutes north, and we would love to have you at a show, because I think you may enjoy it. The album is great, but, you know, as you know, the live energy is totally something else.
Yeah, I'd love to see you, and I will, because I'm sure Frankie's going to come down to one day to see a show, and you know, and I look forward to, you know, to seeing you live.
Oh, we'd love that.
I saw the video. The video is really good. You know, the recording is really good. By the way, at what point did you connect with Ron, who you seem to do a lot of writing with?
Oh, a while back. He's related to me through my wife. He's her first cousin. So, you know, we talked a little bit. She just was like, you know what? My cousin actually plays piano. So spoke to him. And he just seems like a really cool guy. Ironically, our birthdays were on the same day, which is kind of silly, but and it ended up working out somehow, you know, I don't know, mystical way it worked out. We actually got along, and you know, for two Leos, getting along is kind of interesting. And so we kept going, and you know, he played. We let, you know, as you know, obviously being a such an accomplished producer and, you know, writer and everything, A&R guy, you know, the bond of what it takes, like when someone has this collaborative synergy. And, you know, when that happens, it is magical, you know, and no matter what people might, you know, fight, they go up and down. And usually money can also corrupt that, but we've been pretty lucky, And
let me ask you something. Ron is there with you, right?
Yeah.
Ron, let me ask you something. How did you know when you met Alex, when you first started to play, that you might have something that was good going on?
I think it was just easier than it ever was with anyone before. It's sometimes you don't have to try to make things work. I just think artistically we were on the same page. Vision-wise, it seemed to work. I think the first time we started actually realizing it was before we had even actually physically met each other. We had started communicating over the phone, because at the time I was living in New York City and he was living in Florida. And we started just emailing each other ideas and tracks back and forth to each other. I'd record some stuff with keyboards, and we'd bounce lyrics and musical melodies back and forth to each other. And everything just seemed to complement everything. And so I decided to pursue music with him on a more serious level. And I came down to Florida, and that's where we are right now.
All right, yeah, it's sort of funny because... I'm doing that with Howard Scott, and Howard Scott is, before Eric Burdon, was the lead of War, and he wrote Why Can't We Be Friends and Cisco Kid, and he wrote one of my favorites, Low Rider, you know, and we're doing the same thing with the song. You know, I had to speak at a big concert for 88,000 people, and I was the person to speak there, and Howard was playing, and we just got together and kicked some ideas, and we've been working on it for about a year, and doing it the same way, and writing is writing, and you know, I try to explain to people, writing is like the songs are like your babies, you know, and you want to get it out and share your thoughts, and it's not. I don't even think you take into consideration, well, this will sell or that'll sell. It's just let's top the last one, you know. Let's really like the, you know. And each time you surprise yourself because you come up with something. Right? If you have a good team going, and you guys seem to have a good team going by, you know, from me listening to the album a couple of times. And so you guys met and you were hypnotized, which, without making a long thing, because we started a little late, I'm just curious, where did the title Hypnotized come from? And, when did you write that song that we're going to play next?
I would say possibly a little over a year ago. And what happened was there was a couple different situations. That one, as you may hear and the listener may hear, and by the way, I want to thank all the listeners, too, you know, for listening in and keeping an open mind and just spending your time listening to a new band like us. I appreciate that a lot. We appreciate that. And Artie, the song has two different meanings. I usually love to write with it, you know, with two. One literal, and then one that has even a deeper meaning to me or some people that might be close to me or someone like you, a thinker, who may ask me what it's about. And in the beginning of the song, I felt like, you know, we were stepping up into something. You know, the first lyric is, I've got so much to worry about. And, you know, it seemed like stress was building up in a lot of things, and everybody's feeling that, obviously. You know, except some of those, you know, the super have mores that might not feel those stresses. But everybody, I mean, you know, whether it's health, finance, whatever it is exactly, you know, is feeling the stress. But I'm stepping up and never coming down. So I made this decision, you know, to like, okay, just handle this. You know, Ronnie and I had basically supported, literally, a few of our prior singers. Supported them financially. He did specifically in their own home and through everything that they were going through to just have a team to put out some music. We would write the music and, you know, they would collaborate a little bit. But anyway, so when the last one left, you know, we felt like we wanted to step up. And then the title Hypnotized just came from one night of feeling like, you know what, I'm going to forget about all the problems, about everything, all the stress. And I'm hypnotized by this beautiful girl dancing, you know, and I'm just going to look at her and enjoy the music and let that move me and appreciate the beauty of a beautiful dancing girl.
Well, let's slide that. We call it, you know, I'm so used to being the guy being interviewed for all the years, you know, about Woodstock. You know, it's so much fun to me, you know, talking to younger musicians that, you know, because I still feel the same way. You know, it's like I'm producing Davin McCoy, and every time Davin writes a great song, I feel a part of it. So why don't we go? Because Head Game is a perfect lead-in to Hypnotize. So why don't we get Hypnotized with the Connected guys and just groove on the music?
I've got so much, too much to worry about. I am stepping up and never coming down. So much, so much to worry about. I am stepping up and never coming down. I'm feeling so high, hypnotized all night looking at you. Cause you're so fine, hypnotized all night, I'm looking for you. I need a dose.
Welcome to the spirit of the Woodstock Nation. You know, the spirit of the Woodstock Nation really does exist. It's not about the festival. It's about what happened there, and what we're all hoping would happen now is that through, I was the partner that was, left Capitol, because a big part of Woodstock to me was like knocking Nixon out and helping stop the war in Vietnam. And I felt that if Woodstock did come off, that it would definitely, and sure enough, it did have a part to do it. I've seen it written up, you know. And it's really fun, I guess, doing this, because I'm doing what I did. I mean, companies paid me a lot of money just to sit there and judge music, whether it's when I put out Wild Thing and nobody wanted it, you know. It's like, it's really, it's fun. It's fun to find acts and give them a chance, because being a guy who started with nothing myself and went to the top in most of the areas, it's like it's just wonderful that we could get by doing what we love. You know, I mean, that's so great to be gifted. And you know, everybody out there, even if you're a carpenter, I'm sure the band feels the same way. We congratulate you too, because you have the same battles and face the same task, and that's called life in this world the way it is right now. And we're all rebels. That's why we do music. You know, so it's lights out. So after you had played your head games and were hypnotized, but before lights out, where is your CD available or downloads available?
Right now, our music is available digitally on iTunes, and what you would need to do is just go onto iTunes and search us in the store. But we are spelled a little differently. The band spelling is The Connected, spelled K-I-N-E-C-T-E-D. It's a combo of kinetic energy and connections, connection with people. So we kind of tried to create a hybrid of those two words, and therefore, again, it's spelled Connected, K-I-N-E-C-T-E-D.
Come on, I was president of the class of 64 at Adelphi College in Garden City. I even actually picked up on the name. I love the name, you know.
Thank you, and you can also listen to the music on our Facebook page, which is the same thing. It's just facebook.com/TheConnected, and definitely go on there and like us. We could use all the support, and we have, you know, all the social networking sites. It's the same thing with Twitter. It's twitter.com/TheConnected. You could follow us there. We update on a daily basis what's going on with the group, where we're at, you know, thoughts.
I'm sure a lot more. I think a lot of people that didn't know you exist will check you out now.
We appreciate, you know, just having the opportunity to have our voices heard and have somebody like you support us. So thank you.
Come on, vicariously. And also the way you talk, you write. I also write in metaphor, because when people tell me what they think my songs are about, they're really nothing about what I was thinking when I wrote the song, you know.
It's your own little riddle, but you know, yeah. At the end of the day, you know, you want it to mean something. I mean, those are the things that keep, at least for me, they keep me going. You know, when you're feeling down, and at least again for us, you know, when things are hard, either financially or whatnot, that fan that told you that, you know, that chorus of this song or that song moved them, that's always what's brought me right back up, you know, and said, hey, or made me feel like this is a gift that, you know, maybe I've been given to express and emote and connect, you know, and have people relate to it. But you obviously have fulfilled your purpose like some kind of, you know, shining star through, you know what I mean, through the journey of time, and obviously, you know, have such a great accomplishment. That's got to feel so huge, you know, like especially with peace.
Well, you know, we do the same thing, because everybody out there, and, you know, I'm a guy who, I'm on Facebook, but to me, you know, and I keep it right below 5,000, because I really want to hear about from the people. And sometimes with what's going on in this country, I get a little angry at some of the icons in the rock world that have stayed until now, at least publicly, very quiet about what's happening in this country and the world, you know. So it's like, it's good to hear these songs. You know, they seem to fit what everybody's into. And one of the things is pressure, you know. You wrote the song Pressure. Were you under pressure when you guys wrote it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was, again, being two meanings simultaneously. I guess my ADD sometimes comes in handy and makes it kind of interesting for me. It was directed at somebody who we offered our open hand, you know, very much so, and you know, and just kind of slapped it at her face. But the other part was, you know, of always trying to turn the other cheek, always trying to be, you know, just the bigger person, you know, in anything. You know, we always do that. We always try to just have that positive energy. At least, you know, most of us do. A lot of people in my circle, you know, that's what we want to give out. You know, you're faced with tribulation and trial every single day, and how you handle it makes obviously such a difference and may shape you, you know, for other things. But in this case, we had to let it out because, you know, the pressure is building. You know, the tonality of the song, kind of the color of it, definitely backs up the music, you know. And those are probably the harshest of the lyrics that come out. Every now and then on the album, I might have to throw a few
daggers, you know. Right. Funny thing about the politics is when Bush was still in, you know, in office, we had a song directed at him. One day I'll email you the lyrics to that. You might like them. But pressure is definitely about, you know, combination. It has a direct meaning to somebody in particular, and the, you know, the meaning for everybody is that, you know what, the pressure is building. I don't want to hear false talk. I don't need to hear lies because, you know, at one point we may blow up. You know, people are blowing up. I mean, everybody's losing their mind. Virginia Tech shooting, you know, all sorts of craziness is happening. Why is it happening? Why is this?
We can go on forever about that. And, you know, I was a history major, so I study this stuff and I read about it. I try to learn, because it always fascinates me. And everybody out there right now that's listening, you know, that right now there's a whole group of people in England that stay up till 3 in the morning, and every Tuesday they're listening. I don't know what day it is in London. I always forget because, you know, I've been to Korea, I've been to India, and I've been to Europe. The fact is, it's really great, and I really love the fact that we're getting to, you know, we're getting to people in other countries too, and everybody out there is under pressure So,
you are helping the shift of consciousness stay in the right balance, my friend. That's how I feel, you know, because it's just sometimes it feels like, you know, you watch the news and the media, and you know, a big percentage of it is in the, you know, pushing in the wrong way, and then the scale is tipping, and somebody like you is, you know, doing his best as always, as you have been throughout your whole life, to fight that like a true hero. You know, you're like some rock, a superhero.
We're the same thing. You know what? And everybody out there, no matter what they do, is doing their bit because, to keep your head up, you know. And a lot of people are in a lot. You know, and I'm not going to lie and say that I'm in bad shape. But because of a lot of reasons, we're all feeling this pressure, except for that the 1% that doesn't want to pay taxes. So we dedicate that to you guys because you're sure giving us a lot of pressure. So, and we want pleasure like we used to have in the United States. So let's get pressure, and maybe we'll get some pleasure from pressure.
I'll write something about that.
Smashing your love denial.
real good stuff. It really has a spirit of music, and you know sort of surprised me how well. Who is your producer on this?
Us. We just did it all in here. Ron engineered the whole thing, and we co-produced everything right here in the apartment that we are speaking to you from.
That's really great. And since I jumped over it, when I was talking about what happened in Congress, what we want to not happen is the title of your next song.
Oh yeah,
which is called Lights Out. And you know what? People, unless you get involved, and all I say is just, if you have to drive to Washington and go to the office of your congressman, the way to affect these people is to let them know in mass amounts that if you do not vote the way your people wanted us to, the way we want you to vote, we're not going to elect you no matter what,
That's the only way. They're just going to roll over you like a steamroller. Artie, right. I wanted to let you know that this song is actually a live track recorded at the biggest, largest music festival that down here.
I know it is. In fact, Davin McCoy played there.
Excellent. That's excellent. Yeah, we opened for CeeLo and Jason Mraz and some other artists, and we were actually voted so kindly by our community the top act, which is pretty wild because I played with some of my heroes.
Let me say that. It was at Sunfest. It was at Sunfest, okay, when you introduced the song, and it was voted... what was it voted?
The band was voted on an internet poll number one performer of the whole festival. But it features Ron on lead vocal.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. It's still the band. And, I'm just going to say what a great thing to have your peers and people vote at Sunfest, which had a lot of great acts, and voting you like the act. That was like the act that came out of the festival that really had it. So I'll put it that way. Where do we stand, Z-Man? How much time?
This song is called Lights Out.
Oh,
it's Artie Kornfeld, and welcome to the spirit, you know, and I hope we all have spirit. I hope you have a little more spirit than when the show started. You know, music always does it for me, you know, and it's like pulled me out of the darkest, deepest dungeons in the world.
Amen.
You know, one of the honors, you know, that the band did get in their short career so far, really, is they at Sunfest they were voted. Was it by the your fellow musicians and also internet people?
The newspaper poll. It was our paper of the whole our county newspaper, and they just did this poll for the performer, top performer, and they listed all the groups that, you know, it's a 5-day, if I'm correct, 4 or 5 day festival, and they list all the performers from, you know, the biggest like Earth, Wind & Fire, Ziggy Marley, to the, you know, most local group that, you know, could be a little, you know, kids' garage band. But, you know, people just voted and voted and voted, and, you know, a lot of our friends came out from everywhere and voted, and, you know, we thank them. Again, it's a huge honor, especially because a lot of those people are my heroes, CeeLo,
cool.
Earth, Wind & Fire, Ziggy Marley, of course, Marley's a god, you know.
Well, right now, tonight, the Connected is a hero, and I'm really proud of you guys that you, you know, especially since we have a connection aside from just tonight, you know, which is really cool because you're family, so... That's really interesting because of my friendship with your manager, Frank. Who's
well, I hope you know that we're truly, truly grateful, you know. Yeah. That's just, you know, you know, you made our day, obviously, actually hearing about this 2 days ago. We you know, we were pretty pumped up, like it's some big, big performance, even better, you know. That's what we've wanted to do is just get these lyrics, these sounds, these colors out to make somebody feel good, to make them move a little.
Well, since we only have two minutes and we got a song that's 4 minutes, let's go right into Wait For You because it shows another side of the band, and I'm going to say goodnight to the band so I could get you crazy politically before we say goodbye. And I really want to thank the guys. I want to thank Ron and Alex for really being here and for doing the music, you know, because you know, as soon as I heard it, it had nothing to do with nepotism. It was just I said, this is good, you know, and I was thinking if I was in one of my positions when I ran major labels, you know, I would have signed the band. So, you know what? Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you because you are down here. And I just start playing and I'll be there. So just wait for me. And as we listen and I say goodnight to you, I'll say it was a pleasure waiting for you and I'm glad you showed up in my world. So,
thanks so much, Artie. They can find us on the facebook.com/theconnected.
Right. So anyway, Wait For You and The Connected, and I'm sure you'll be hearing more of them. And, maybe you'll even wind up with them in your house and you can play them when you want. So Wait For You, which is different, and I happen to like this cut a lot. So we'll just close you out tonight with Wait For You.
And while time stands still, that feeling comes again. And in this lonely room, I wait for you. And in this desperate hour, I call on you. Thank you.
set in.
That the connected the titles and what the songs are about, that just what was on my mind today. And Wait For You is, you know, I've been talking about what's been going on. You know, when I went to India, and I told you, I put on Facebook and I spoke about it, and I saw that what happened in India, where 1% controlled 99% of all the money in India, and I saw people sleeping on the streets. And I said to Caroline, you know what, if America doesn't change, I could see America getting to be like that, you know. So what's going on now does scare me, because we are the guard that has to, we have to finish what we started in 69 at Woodstock, and we got to keep it going. And we got guys the age of the connected and younger and older. And, you know, maybe now we're all together and we have a holiday coming, and one more time. And it really fits tonight, because tonight we were, because of personal reasons to me too, and the good music and the connections, we were all playing in the same bands. So you know what, let's just hold the light, keep the spirit, you know, and you know, we've all come to look for America, and we're all playing in the same band, and let's get America back, guys.
We're all playing in the same band. There's enough guitars for you and me. Stand beside your brother and take his hand. Seems the times are changing, finally. Playing in the same band. Sing the song together and you'll see. Let them know forever just where you stand. People must be learning finally.
fortunes together. I've got some real estate here.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec? Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to